on this week's arts page, JCDC Performing Arts Finals in High Gear. And later, the last living whaler celebrates his Earth Strong. The highly anticipated national finals of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission JCDC Performing Arts Competitions got underway on March 30 at the Little Theatre in Kingston with the Deaf Dance Festival. The finals saw inspiring pieces from institutions across the island under the theme Empower to Elevate, Happy Children, Brighter Future. 11 schools from 5 parishes entered, and at the end of the day, most institutions walked away with at least one category prize.
There's a special award for the most improved, and this goes to Peter Gay Graham from the Caribbean Christian School.
Obviously, the event was anything but mute, with hearing supporters turning out to watch and cheer on their deaf friends.
And the most committed goes to Rupert Rogers and Daniel Hyatt from the Port Antonio unit. Youngest participants, Joel Coombs and Joshua Coombs out of the Jamaica Association for the Deaf Preschool.
Maypen Unit for the Deaf walked away with most prizes, copying one of the awards for popular dance and dominating the sectional prizes, including Best Overall Performance and Junior Performance, as well as Most Outstanding Junior and Intermediate Teacher.
Music and Movement. And the award goes to the institution that performed the piece entitled Recess Time out of Clarendon, Maypen Unit for the Deaf.
Caribbean Christian Center for the Deaf St. James walked away with the Best Overall Senior Performance and Most Outstanding Senior Performance, Best Praise Dance Intermediate and other prizes.
Modern Contemporary Junior Class, and the award goes to an institution out of Kingston and St. Andrew. Unity is Strength, Danny Williams School for the Deaf.
Deaf Dance partners include Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, Chase Fund, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, Digicel Foundation, Universal Service Fund, Comic Relief, Deaf Kids International, Excelsior, and Happy Ice. National finals in the performing arts for speech, music, drama, dance, and traditional folk forms continue at the Little Theatre for the rest of April. And the JCDC Culinary Arts Competition also got underway today in St. Mary. The contest features approximately 15 categories, which include entries prepared live on the day, as well as goods prepared from home and brought in for judging. JCDC Culinary Arts Development Specialist Paula Thomas-Williams says each day's activities are open to all, adults and children alike.
For most of the shows, especially for the Kingston one, we're going to be having a children's picnic playground where we're reintroducing and encouraging children to play some old-time Jamaican games.
Next stop is Mandeville at Kendall Camp on the 12th of April for the Central Culinary Championships. And then the judges move on to the East in Kingston on Friday, April 28. Before we go, reggae pioneer Bunny Wailer, the only living whaler surviving Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, will observe his Earth Strong on April 10. Leading up to the date on Saturday, April 8, there will be a beach cleanup and community interactive day featuring football, fashion, and yoga. Sunday, April 9 will see the media launch of the Whalers Museum at the Solomonic Circle Headquarters, 10 Darlick Crescent, Kingston. That's where we end today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Have a great weekend.
This is Jamaica.
The JIS mobile app is now available on Apple devices. Access news and radio content anytime, anywhere on the JIS mobile app. On your Apple device, go to the App Store, search JIS, download our mobile app, and be instantly connected. Also available on Android devices, the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica. It's Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.